My religion is rap, R-A-P, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y-G. Cause when I rock street, kids rejoice. I got mad rhymes, still it's
today we've been talking a lot about history and legacies and the things that we leave behind when we leave. And on Monday, the hip-hop world lost one of its most innovative artists who definitely leaves behind his own legacy, Gangstar's MC Guru. He was born Keith Elam in the Roxbury neighborhood of Boston. He founded the hip-hop duo Gangstar in 1987 along with DJ Premier. Together, they formed a sound that was absolutely unique. Minimalist, spare, bare. It was built on these very carefully crafted snippets of jazz albums, and then that was paired with the Guru's meditative, monotone, slightly gravelly voice.
To get you buck, a lot of rappers got flavor, and some got skills, but if your voice ain't dope, then you need to chill.
They didn't sell a lot of records. They're not, certainly don't have a huge wall of platinum records. I mean, they weren't one of the best-selling rap artists of all times. But for those who enjoy rap, especially socially conscious rap, a lot of these albums went out the door in music downloads. A unique sound, an intellectual message. It changed the entire culture of hip-hop. Joining us now to talk about this is Tricia Rose. She's the chair of the Africana Studies Department at Brown University. Professor Rose is the author of two books on hip-hop culture, Black Noise, and most recently, Hip Hop Wars. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. One of the things that kind of made Guru so unique was his intellect. I mean, it just came out of everything that he put on his discs. I mean, this was a guy who really thought about things, and that's what he put into his music.
Yeah, it's first just such a tragedy that he's gone and that, you know, we're having this sort of focused celebration after the fact. It would have been very nice if we'd done it before. He was very intelligent, but, you know, and this isn't to diminish his intelligence, but, you know, hip-hop has a lot of very intelligent MCs in the underground, and particularly in the era when he came of age, when there was so much interest in thinking about how music and storytelling could work together to craft a really insightful and still life-affirming sense of what condition young people were in.
Well, you know, I mean, unfortunately, despite people's efforts to change it, there's still the stereotype out there of rap as gangsta music, of being a violent form of expression or talking about bling. The Guru is the type of artist that just absolutely flies in the face of that. He studied to be a social worker. He was extremely well-educated. He was a deep thinker, as many rap artists are, as you point out. But his social messages was something that he really emphasized in all of his work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the unique things about Guru was that he had a real interest in offering a message and offering some guidance and some insight, but he wasn't a moralizer, and he wasn't so much a preacher, right? He didn't demand that people take up his point of view. He was just a kind of insightful sort of ground-level street critic. But he did it with such grace and such larger insight. And that's something that we really miss in the commercial turn when hip-hop really goes big mainstream and begins to pander to the sort of what I would call the sort of racial and cultural lowest common denominator.
Definitely a loss. Guru passed away this week, one of hip-hop's most innovative artists. That was Tricia Rose, chair of the Africana Studies Department at Brown University, author of two books on hip-hop culture.
So you set up the brothers for a sneak attack. Whether you die or kill them, it's another brother dead. But I know you'll never get that.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.